Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Supreme Power Equipment Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Ganesh.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. From management team, we have Mr. V. Rajmohan, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. With that, now I hand over the call to Mr. V. Rajmohan. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for today's earnings call of third quarter of FY25. It is a pleasure to connect with you and provide an update on our financial and operational performance, key milestones, and the path ahead as we continue to innovate and contribute to the power and renewable energy sector with sustainable and cutting-edge solutions. Our journey from a modest partnership firm in 1994 to become a company in a private limited company in 2005 has been marked by unwavering dedication to quality and customer-centric innovations. Today, we stand one of Tamil Nadu's leading manufacturers of power and distribution transformers, recognized for delivering reliable and efficient solutions that meet global standards and customer expectations. The increasing focus on renewable energy and the expansion of electrical infrastructure have created a strong demand for power and distribution transformers. This aligns perfectly with our strategic priorities, particularly in solar, wind, and power transformer segments. These opportunities allow us to address the needs of both new projects and refurbishment requirements across diverse industries. In Q3 FY25, I am pleased to share some of our key achievements. We secured a significant domestic order worth 15.95 crore for design and manufacture supply of advanced power transformer with an anticipated execution timeline of approximately 5 months. Additionally, we received multiple orders amounting to 4.6 crore, which includes 2.7 crore of 220 MVA, 33/11 kV power transformer from a renowned tea estate in Munnar, Kerala. And we received order from the Department of Electricity, Lakshadweep, worth about 57.96 lakhs and 1.32 crore from domestic client. Another notable achievement is a new order from TANGEDCO, valued for 3.6 crore for manufacturing, supply, and erection of power transformer for transmission industry with completion expected within 3 months. These orders reflect strong market position and reinforce our commitment to delivering excellence in the power sector, power transformer sector. The construction of our state-of-the-art manufacturing facility is progressing well, with 30% of work completed. That is in this is October status. Once operational, this facility will significantly enhance our production capacity and operational efficiency. Supreme Power Equipment Limited is now an officially recognized vendor for Kerala Electricity Kerala State Electricity Board, enabling us to participate in tenders and supply transformers to various clients in Kerala, including governing bodies and private entities. Lastly, our credit rating by CRISIL have further reinforced our financial strength. Our long-term facility has been rated CRISIL BBB minus stable. And for short-term facility, are rated CRISIL A3. These milestones highlight our strong performance in the quarter and our continued focus on achieving operational excellence and sustainable growth. These milestones reinforce our strong market position and our ability to cater to the dynamic needs of the power sector. Our efforts to expand our capability, coupled with our focus on renewable energy, ensure that we are well placed to capture growth opportunities in the industry. I am pleased to share the financial performance of our company for 9 months FY25 and Q3 FY25. For 9 months ended December 31st, 2024, we delivered a total income of 86.96 crores, reflecting a healthy year-on-year growth of 21.44%, and our EBITDA stood at 15.21 crore, achieving a year-on-year growth of 12.14%, with an EBITDA margin of 17.5%. The net profit for the period was 10.34 crore, growing by 10.16% year-on-year, with the net profit margin of 11.89. Our earnings per share for 9 months FY25 stood at 4.14, representing a year-on-year growth of 10.11%. For the third quarter of FY25, we witnessed an even strong performance with a total income of 30.22 crores, reflecting a remarkable year-on-year growth of 36.25%. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at 4.75 crore, delivering a year-on-year growth 4.54%, with an EBITDA margin of 15.73%. The net profit for the quarter came in at 3.17 crore, registering a year-on-year growth of 8.74%, with a net profit margin of 10.5%. The EPS for the quarter was 1.27, growing by 8.55% year-on-year. With that said, I would like to provide an update on our current order book. As of now, our total order book stands at 91.5 crore. Supreme Power Equipment Limited contributes 84.51 crore to this total, while Dhanya Electric Company, a partnership firm in which Supreme holds 90% stake, added 7 crore. With the rising demand in the market and steady progress of our new manufacturing facility, we remain optimistic about achieving strong growth for the full financial year. We are focused on expanding our market presence, strengthening relationships with our valued clients, and embracing new technologies to support our long-term strategic goal. As investments in power infrastructure from both government and private sector continue to grow, we are well positioned to scale further. Before we proceed to the Q&A session, I would like to sincerely thank all our stakeholders for your trust and support. Your encouragement and partnership have been instrumental in our success, and we deeply value for your continued collaboration. With that, I now open the floor for questions. Thank you once again for being with us today.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. I would like to repeat, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our first question is from the line of Jaira Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. And my first question would be like, what is an order book as on date? And how much of our order book will be accounted in for like Q4 FY24?
And now our order book is around 90 crores, 90 plus. And out of that, 30 to 40% will be executed this year.
Okay. And can you share any projected revenue booking for balance order book in advance?
No, this is the order book which is a confirmed order book, which I am saying this. This is 90-91 crores order book is a confirmed one. Okay. And in pipeline we have a huge number, but once we get the confirmed order, we will account it.
Okay, sir. And sir, can you give me like a bifurcation of like how many orders are in for solar, wind and national normal transformers as on today?
Yeah, it's almost 8 to 10% is from solar balance or distribution and power transformer. 50% from distribution transformer and 10% and 10% is IDT and balance is from power transformer.
Okay, sir. And sir, as how many clients have been added for high power transformer?
Now, as of now, the existing clients are, we are maintaining the existing clients. Once we get into the new facility, definitely we will increase the larger power transformer clients.
Okay, sir. And sir, as we have seen that there is a fall in profit margin, so is there any specific reason or this would be continued profit range margin? And what can we see as outlook for Q4 FY24 and other quarters also?
And we are expecting the same percentage as the earlier year. Maybe 0.5% this side, that side. 0.5% this side, that side. So there will not be big change in profit margin.
Okay, so it will be like a steady profit margin.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Paras Chheda from Purple One Vertex Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. First of all, I just wanted to know, sir, for this quarter particularly, there has been significant drop in the operating margin. It's come down to some 7.5%. You know, if you look at the last quarter I mean, your December quarter of last year, the same was in the region of about 18%. So what is the reason of this significant drop, particularly for this quarter? The previous quarters are still okay, about mid-teens or so, but this is about 7.5%.
No, this mainly for dealing with the TANGEDCO, so the government supplies. So sometimes we get fabulous margin, and sometimes we may have to undergo this type of drop in margin. This is mainly because of the supply to government. So
Okay.
it will maintain.
Yeah. So what do you expect for Q4 then, sir?
Yeah, Q4, we have most of the supplies are to the private sector only. So we will try to manage and try to maintain the same margin as last year. Maybe 0.5% this side will go.
But so what would you put that operating EBITDA margin at? When you say same margin, how much margin do you expect?
18 to 20.
You think you'll be able to pick it up, sir? Because this quarter is gone at 7.5.
No, this is definitely we can make it up.
Okay. Okay. Sir, just wanted to understand the overall landscape for transformer demand is very, very strong in my understanding. Despite a very strong environment, why are we struggling with the margins? I mean, typically, this is what I... Is it because this particular product is in low demand, just out of the entire landscape?
See, actually, the demand is good, especially for larger power transformer and the power transformers. And there are number of players are less when compared with the distribution transformers. So in distribution transformers, number of players are very high. And on that, so there is a slight difference in margin. And while dealing with the government, we are posting tenders. So we'll be posting tenders with a good margin. And at the time of finalization, we will be given a chance for the price negotiation will be happen. So at that time, if we are interested in particular thing, we will accept that. So if there is a low margin, little margin less also, we accept in some cases.
Yeah.
And these are things, this tender was posted 7-8 months back.
Okay.
So now only it got finalized. So it happens. Sometimes it happens.
Okay. So now,
so for larger, since we have in this 91 crore, almost more than, one second, let me, more than 75% is from private.
Okay.
The order book, which we are holding now, is more than 75% is from the private, and balance of 20-25% is from the government side. So I think we can maintain the same margin as earlier.
Okay, so we'll be recouped now in Q4.
Yes. Definitely will.
Okay. My only suggestion to you, sir, obviously you've already maintained that, but I'm just trying to say that it's better to try and see whatever best you can procure from the private sector, because this government sector, eventually, there is, when you sell out the capacity in a strong demand environment at a low margin, it takes away that bit of, extra potential from our capacity. So it's sort of better to focus on private in case you can, of course. I mean, depending on the demand.
Sure. Actually, 3-4 years back, our total revenue, 90-80% comes from government only. And strategically, we decided not to expose ourselves fully to the government. And parallelly, we started doing that. Now we have drastically reduced the exposure towards the utilities.
Right.
And that is in that way, I think, as we strategically planned, we have achieved. And now, it's significantly, you can see the difference. The government's order is around 20-25%. And the balance, 70% is all from private. That too from some various sectors.
For the private sector, we can sort of expect about 16 to 18% margin.
Yes, yes, we can do that.
Okay. And for next year, for example, when you have, what is the sort of pipeline value today that you have bid for, sir?
Pipeline is something, the magic values are there, but I don't know, it is something 900 crores we have quoted. It's not that with all the 900 crores we will get.
No, no, obviously.
Yes. The probability of winning is at least 200 to 300 crores in next two quarters.
Sorry, probability of winning is how much, sir?
200 to 300 crores. But this all subject to negotiation and other so many other factors.
Understood. But 2 to 300 crores, that will be an order book for what kind of duration, sir, for execution?
It will be in, it should in 2 to 3 quarters, 9 months, 9 months.
So almost what we are saying today that we may close this year, for example, at let's say about 120, 130 crores in that region, for example, right? And next year could be in the region of probably 200 crore on the lower side, you mean to say?
No, what generally in the meeting I used to say is 10 to 30%. But
right.
Definitely we will go beyond that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because as per, you know, what you're saying, 2 to 300, let's say I'm taking it at lower end 200.
See, I very, very optimistically I am saying this. See,
okay.
This year, as of now, our order book is around 90 crores. One
okay.
and a half month, 2 months back, our order book was 60 crores.
Correct.
40, 50 crores, 60 crores, like that. Recently, we got some 20, 25 crores order and some small orders added to that. Now, we are holding something around 90 crores.
Yeah.
And on pipeline, we have quoted so many tenders, including Punjab Electricity Board, Kerala State Electricity Board, and in Karnataka also we have quoted. And these are all the tenders which we have quoted. The quoted value is around 900 crores.
Right. Right.
And the staking rate may vary from 10 to 30%.
10 to 30%?
Yes, yes. The success okay. rate or winning rate or whichever case.
Yeah.
It may vary from 10 to 30%.
So even if you make 15%, for example, that's about 180 crores, more or less.
Yeah, we can take it as a very conservative, at least 10% or 15%, 10 to 15%.
10 to 15, exactly. So there is quite a bit of scope. And my only thing is that even if you take 10 to 15%, those you can sort of choose, we can choose relatively higher margin tenders. Is it possible?
Correct. What your point? See, in this 900 crores, out of which 50% will be from the government side.
How much? 50. Okay.
Yes. And okay. on that, if we have the L1 status, and they will not, the utility will not place the full order to us. Sometimes they will place full order on us, and sometimes they will bifurcate the order to too many vendors to maintain more vendors. So it all depends upon the utility officers who decide on the tenders. So it varies.
Okay.
And there is a very strong hope that we can get private orders next year. So
okay.
Definitely we can show a profit that sales revenue can increase. 10 to 30% definitely I think we can hope for the best next year.
Right. And only one thing, sir, the operating margin will be sort of maintained next year about 15 to 16% or so.
Even
50% could be from the government.
At that time only we will be able to decide on that. See, how is the private market, how is the demand, how much order we are having on hand. So based on that, we will be able to decide.
Okay.
About choosing up
the
others.
Yeah. And the new capacity that is coming in, you know, these are all higher, I understand, you know, power transformers and, you know, bigger capacity transformers. What would be the EBITDA margin on those, operating margin on those?
Sir, actually, when we have started doing manufacturing the larger power transformer, naturally our overheads will also increase.
Okay.
So, that marginal increase will take care of this overhead expenses.
Okay.
Additional overhead expenses. So I think we can maintain the same, if not more. We will be able to maintain, or may, I think it may reduce 0.5% of 1% because of increase. That there will be a, yes. Because the I am foresee that there will be a good increase in overheads. As of now, we are working with a team of 80 to 90 people.
Right.
Whereas if we started doing there, definitely we have to increase our workforce to at least 100%. We need to increase 100%. So naturally, our overhead will also increase in the first quarter.
Right.
So there will be a, I think there it's the maintaining the same margin is almost good.
Okay, so for a full year, you may do gradually going up to from 300 to 500, you know, in that region crores, right? You may do that in the next two, 3 years, possibly.
Next two, 3 years, correct.
Yeah, correct. So your operating margin will be similar, about 16-17%?
Correct, correct. It will be maintained. It will be maintained on that way.
Yeah, because my only request is that whilst we are growing in terms of revenue, the profit should also eventually grow. Otherwise, you know, the profit growth will be limited compared to the revenue growth.
No, naturally it has to grow. But see, when the revenue, the quantum of the profit will rise, the percentage may reduce. This is what I am foreseeing.
Okay. Understood. And sir, last query, at full capacity, when you say 500-550 crores kind of revenue, what kind of, sir, profit margin do you expect on that?
Actually, we are expecting something around profit before tax should be between 11% and 12%.
Okay. So PAT would be what, about 10%?
PAT percent. Yes, PAT only I'm telling.
Oh, you're saying profit? No, profit after tax, you're saying?
Yes, after tax.
Will be about 11-12%.
Yes, 11-12%.
Understood. Okay. And what kind of debt would you go to, peak debt? Currently, I see there is hardly any debt.
Now we have gone for a term loan for 35 crores.
Okay. For the new capacity.
Yes.
Right. And by the end of this year, that means December, we'll be there, sort of ready with the new capacity, and January 26, this can go.
Yeah.
The product will be accepted in the market right away? Do you need any qualification time or, you know, certification?
No, the existing product range, we can go for mass production there. And we can start procuring orders for larger power transformer also. And we need to qualify. This plant has to be qualified by the authorities for supplying of bigger transformer. It is a process. We need to do that.
Right. And the last question from my side, this substation order that you've received, about 26 odd crores, what kind of EBITDA margin do you expect on those?
On that, there are not like this. Definitely, it will be less than the product supply. We are expecting, yes, it is purely planning, procurement, and execution. That's all. See, there is no manufacturing activity there. So we need a engineering. Engineering also we need to do on that. So the if 10%, I think the EBITDA will be around 10%. It will be less.
On those, right? And are you planning to sort of also parallelly grow there?
See, this is the first project.
Says that, yeah.
Yes. This project, this is the first project we have taken up, and the number of inquiries also we are quoting on that line. and so that we can parallelly increase the revenue without the support of the manufacturing facility. So this is the idea behind that. So we need not to.
You can leverage your expertise on that simply by.
Yes, and there is a chance of getting more orders for transformers. See, one point solution for the entire thing for installation of substation, transformers, and everything on that line, everything. So the customer will be very happy by giving the entire one project to a single vendor. That too, if you manufacture the transformer, is the heart of the substation. That is the main component, the main equipment for the substation. So once they want to offload it, then naturally the customer will be very happy. So it will be a one point solution for them. They can simply place the order on it and they can
improve possibly.
Yes, that is. And overall, if you say percentage will be less, but since there is no manufacturing activity, generally this project they will operate on 5 to 6%, 7% maximum. That's net profit. So parallelly, this also added. This profit also will be added to our balance sheet.
Correct.
So without using our without use yes without using our much of our manufacturing facility.
Right. Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants in the conference, you may press star and one to ask questions. I repeat, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Sahil Raj from Samdhariya. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. Welcome.
I wanted to know the significance of the new office that you have opened in Cochin. How is it going to play the role in expanding our business?
Yeah, thank you very much for closely watching us. Thank you very much. And recently, we have opened a marketing office in Cochin to cater and to secure orders in Kerala region. Already, we have posted 7, 8 tenders for supply and installation and replacement of transformers in 6, 7 regions in Kerala. So the most of the orders are likely to the probability of getting the order are very bright. So in accordance with that, we have already opened office in Ernakulam. So to cater that, we have opened that.
Okay. And geography-wise, do we see more demand in South India, or maybe you see other demands in North, East, or maybe in the mid-section?
No, all over India, demand is very high for transformers and for electrical equipment. All over India, globally, now the demand is very high.
All right. So we have opened the office in South India. What are we doing for other parts of India? We are going to market it from that office only, or something else?
No. This is especially only for Kerala.
Okay. Especially for Kerala.
Especially only on Kerala, yes.
And as the last participant asked, that in the new facility, you mentioned that the overheads will increase, and so the margin will likely be in the same region as of now. So then I do not understand that what new additions the large facility will provide to our revenues and profit if the margins are going to remain the same.
No, in this existing facility, we can do up to 100-150 crores. Whereas in the new facility, we can go up to 500-550 crores. So there is a large expansion on that in revenue part. The same, the margin will also maintain the same.
Okay. And what is the order pipeline that you have mentioned in the order pipeline that you have mentioned? How much is, of that is the IDT transformer or the solar transformers?
Solar transformer, see, solar transformer is also contributing a large when compared to last year. Last year, the contribution was 5%. Now it is increased to 10%, likely to 8 to 10%. So next year it will also increase. Another 10% it will increase. We are expecting another 10%. That is 18% to 20% will be there from renewable energy. And that equally power transformer will also, there will be a requirement for solar energy providers, solar field.
All right. My final question, what is the differential in between the margins that are for the government orders and the private orders? What are the differential margins between them?
That is, in government, we are getting orders by posting tenders. The margin will be defined by number of, it will be, the margin will be, will decide based on number of vendors and how much the vendors are interested in getting the order. So based on that, the government side margins will be decided. But in private, we used to decide and we used to negotiate face to face. We discuss with the customer, we explain our own values. So we try to convince our customer by providing a best solution for them. So here we can get the margin whatever we decide. We decide it will be mutually issued a win-win situation to either to the customer and to us.
Okay. And what is the client retention that we are seeing, and how many new clients we are possibly adding to our fleet?
Yeah. Month on month, one or two clients we are adding. And most of the clients who once boarded on us, definitely they will not go up.
Okay, that's all. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your interest.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Gyanendra Agarwal from Gokuka Family Office. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Pardon me if my question is repetitive. I've joined the call little late. Sir, I've been following your calls from last two, three quarters, and what I've given to understand that we are working at a 40% capacity utilization with the existing capacity. While your commentary says that the industry is having a tailwind and there is a good demand in transformer, and we see that with the results that our peers have delivered. So my first question, sir, is why our capacity utilization is still around 40%, whereas our competitors are almost at 80%-90% capacity utilization?
Now, last year it was 40%. Now it has increased to 50%-55%, 60% we have increased. And last year we have posted a huge tender in TANGEDCO for 250 crores for distribution, bulk distribution transformers. So if suppose we got the L1 status, and we should be able to deliver the product, and strategically we are keeping some 20%-30% cushion on the facility capacity. So that is the reason some 20%-30% we are keeping as buffer. And now when slowly we are increasing the, so that is the reason we are majorly we are now reducing our exposure towards the government. Our order book is now around 90 crores. Out of that, 75% is non-government, that is on private. 25% is only now on government, the order which on order or on hand. So this is the reason now we are gradually coming out from the government supplies, and we cannot fully come out because there only we get the credentials for getting bigger and bigger transformers. So and some portion we need to, now it has been raised. You said the 40% is last year, now it is raised. 60%.
Okay, thank you, sir. My next question, sir, is again based on the past commentary, we are coming up with an increased capacity in December of 2025, and the guidance that we have been given is with the enhanced capacity, we would reach about 500-odd crore of revenue. So is that 500 crore with the 40%-50% capacity utilization, or it is at 80%-90% capacity?
80%.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mm.
Thank you. That's all.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Srinivas Agarwal, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for this opportunity.
Good evening. Good evening, sir.
Hello.
Welcome.
Am I audible? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Sir, just one
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Yes, sir, just one small thing. I can see a decrease in revenue from Q2 versus just Q3. So was there any impact of flood in Tamil Nadu or south southern side? Because historically, Q3 is stronger than Q2, right?
Historically?
Q3 is always stronger than Q2, na?
Yes.
For this sector, so I can see a dip in Q3 revenue versus Q2 of this financial year. So was there any impact of flood or why there was a decrease in revenue?
No, on revenue-wise, there is an increase.
Sir.
The margin-wise.
I'm confirming.
Yeah.
So revenue-wise, there was a decrease. So in September 2024, it was 29 crores odd crores. So it is in December 2024, it is 27.51 crores.
Yes. No, this is, there is an increase in revenue. You are comparing with 2024 December?
Sir, I'm comparing with 24 September. 30th September 2024, it, the revenue was 29.40 crores, and for 31st December 2024, it is 27.51 crores. So there is a slight decrease in revenue, but historically, Q3 is always superior than Q2 for this sector of industry, because Q2 is a rainy season.
Yeah, the rainy season, that also sometimes affects us, no?
Right, that is what. So this historically, this quarter should be superior than previous quarter. So that is the reason I'm able to understand so what, why there was a dip in revenue in this term.
You are comparing with the September.
Sorry, yes.
September. Q2 and Q3, you are comparing?
Right. Right, sir. Right, sir.
Okay. And Q3 revenue is little higher, no, when compared to Q2?
No, sir, it is lower. It is lower, sir.
Okay. But there's not a big change. Is there any big change? I don't.
No, sir, there's no big change, but historically, what we were estimating is because second half of the year is stronger enough, so I was expecting an increase in revenue rather than a dip in revenue. So was there any impact of flood and all in Tamil Nadu, southern India?
No, no, not like that. Not any impact in Tamil Nadu. Especially this time, most of the product was ready for dispatch, and customer is not ready. See, customer side, the plinth is not ready, and they're not, as per the terms, they have to give the payment, then only they have to take. So in that part of the terms, we're not able to deliver.
Okay.
Some 7-8 crores material was held at our, as a finished goods, it was held in our premises only. So if you would have got the payment or the delivery clearance, we would have billed it. Actually, the production was over. And we, you see, as a policy, we don't give credit or this thing to for all customers. So this mainly based on the requirement, based on their project need. So generally, we don't deliver without getting payment. So that is one of the reason, but this is a process in this field. always they will ask for immediate delivery, and the customer after may got it inspected, the customer will take their time to make payment or to give clearance for the delivery. So these things, this will be decide the side.
So in Q4, sir, the revenue will be, so Q4 revenue will cover for the shortfall maybe. So and we will meet the guidance of 10% to 30% of revenue growth. We'll be able to meet that revenue guidance in Q4, right?
Yeah, they definitely will be able to do that.
Okay, sir. And just one small question, sir. So for the new facility, so we are expecting that revenue to be incurred from December or maybe for 2026.
No, on 26 we have only 3 months, 25-26. See, the plant will be expecting.
I'm talking about the calendar year 26. So 1st January 2026, revenue will be starting incurring for.
Yes, definitely. It will start increasing.
Okay, fair enough. So that was all from my side. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikram, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is this other income, sir? 2.7 CR?
2.7?
2.2. I can see the other income. Could you just explain what it is?
This is the income from the deposits which we have. Deposit revenue. One second, let me check. This I will check it and come back to you, sir.
Okay.
We can pass on to the next question.
That's all, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pranjal Mukheja from Growth Sphere Ventures. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Audible, sir.
Yes, sir. My queries have been answered. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Paras Cheda from Purple One.
Please go ahead.
Sir. So there's just a couple of queries pending. This 500-550 crores that we are, you know, aiming to achieve, will that be sort of targeted within Kerala and Tamil Nadu, or you're looking also at other parts of the country?
Now we have posted tenders in Punjab State Electricity Board also.
Okay.
Mahajanko also we have quoted. So we are slowly expanding our geographical footprints.
Right, you will require, I guess, to move out of these two states, maybe.
We are started moving out of the state.
Right. Also, you said, sir, to the previous participant that you maintain certain spare capacity, 20-30% like that.
Yes.
You know, we want to reduce our government exposure.
Correct.
And in this strong environment, why do we want to maintain that spare capacity?
Yeah, that is why we are slowly improving that and reducing the exposure towards the government. That is the reason we have now risen up.
So at, let's say, 80-90% capacity from the current existing capacity, we will be able to clock about 150 or so?
Yeah. Up to 130-150 we can go.
Okay, so for FY26, that is the maximum that we can sort of look at?
Yeah, slightly more.
But you will have Q4 of FY26 that will come from the new capacity also.
Not from this Q4.
No, from the next Q4 I'm saying.
Yeah, next Q4 definitely we have to do that.
Right, so something will come from that. And just last query on, you know, this operating margins. You know, I do see your operating margins similar to Indotech Transformer. But this voltage transformer, your operating margin on for them is about 20%. Of course, their revenue base is high, etc. So how do you look at it as in, you know, from an operating margin perspective? Why is sort of voltage a couple of points ahead of us? Any idea on that?
Regarding World Bank, I don't have any idea, but ours we can, and still we are trying to improve the margin, but the market, see, we are able to, even though we are choosing the orders,
Yeah.
this is the margin maximum we can maintain.
Okay.
Which we are, yes. And
Yeah.
while going for a
Yeah.
bigger, larger power transformer sector, at that time we can, I think we can improve the margin, but that overhead will take care of that.
Okay. Okay. What I understand globally is that transformer capacity is very, very tight. Is there any chance of exports for our product?
Actually, we are working on it.
And that will
Actually,
provide
not.
higher margins?
Yeah, definitely for export there will be a higher margin. And actually, we were trying a couple of people in Saudi and U.S., but nothing has come in a proper way with our terms.
Right.
So it's prolonging, but we are working on it. Immediately, there is no which I can tell this in this meeting. Nothing
Right.
fruitfully came up, but we are working on it, and we will try to do that.
Right, because I think the global transformer capacity is extremely tight, and if there is a chance to, squeeze in there, then we might be able to,
Make up margin,
sort
correct.
of.
Your idea is 100% correct, but we are working on it, but nothing has come fruitful to say in this forum. So we
Understood.
are working on it, yes.
No, that's good to hear. Fair enough, sir. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kanak Bapna, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello,
I'm audible.
yes, sir. Audible, sir.
Sir, I want to know after the expansion, how much revenue we can add at full capacity utilization?
Yes, full capacity, that is 80-90% utilization. It will maximum the revenue we can fetch is up to 500-550 crores.
And how much time it will take?
2 to 3 years.
Okay. And after the expansion, in the quarter four, how much utilization we will take place?
After the quarter four? Can you?
Our new expansion facility will come in quarter four, no?
No, it will come into operation in Q4 26.
Yeah, that is. So how much income will incur in that quarter?
In that quarter, I think we can, it will contribute at least 20-30% of this revenue, it will contribute.
Okay, and how much manufacturing facility we have existing?
Existing manpower facility. What is it you're asking? Not clear.
Existing facility.
Existing facility, we can make up to 2,500 MVA. There it is something around 6,000 to 6,500 MVA.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Parnendra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Actually, my question has been asked.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kirin Advisors for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited.
If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you. On behalf
thank
of
you very much.
Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much.